Tonight in Space, an adventure with Rocky Starr! On the satellite planetoid in the rings of Saturn, Rocky, Di, and Mitch are in a dilemma. To pilot the streak away through the whirling debris of the rings is beyond them. Yet the strange three-legged creatures that brought them there have some means of calculating a course. So to humor them and win their confidence, Rocky has allowed three tripeds to come aboard the streak. Now Di and Mitch stand by and watch while Rocky tries to explain the controls.
You know what, Di? I reckon Rocky's getting nowhere fast.
I don't know, Mitch.
Look at him there, gesturing and talking himself red in the face. Look at the eyes of those things. Blank. They don't get a bar of it.
It's so hard to tell with them. Rocky's trying hard.
Screwiest thing since he turned his mic off. Him talking 20 to the dozen inside his helmet and we can't hear a word.
Well, he doesn't have to be heard. It's his thoughts that he has to get across to them. You do seem to be right, though, Mitch. I don't think they do understand.
Oh, what goes on? What's Rocky doing?
He just explained takeoff procedure, I think. He seems to be inviting the tripeds to try the controls.
Oh, just as well we got the power cut. Giggling grasshoppers, I wish this place had a normal atmosphere. I'm getting sick and tired of having to do everything in a spacesuit. Filling the streak with methane and stuff just so
deep. Mitch, look. Huh? You were right. They have no idea. They folded themselves down into the seats. But they just seem to be going into a trance.
Oh, look, I've had those things. Having a kid, a lot of moronic monsters so we can get away.
Oh, I wonder if they're the only form of life here.
Hmm?
You can see quite a long way through the window on this side. Here, come across here, Mitch.
That's not my idea of a view. Blue soil with brown spikes growing out of it. Look at that.
Mitch.
Huh?
Right across there. Over near the far hill, see?
Yeah, some sort of a dome. Hey, there's another one over there. That's what these things live in.
But there hardly seems enough. Only two inside. Mitch, look down.
Down? But what? Giggling grasshoppers. Am I seeing things? It's 20 feet away.
We're rising, Mitch.
Those tripeds.
They're just sitting there in a sort of trance.
Oh, enough of this. Rocky, can you hear me? You got your intercom on, Rocky.
What is it, Mitch?
We're going up, straight up like a balloon.
Are you sure?
Yes, Rocky. The ground's 40 or 50 feet away now.
But those things. But do something, Rocky. Stop them.
Yeah, let me see. Excuse me, Di. Yeah, rising rapidly.
A perfect lift. There isn't the slightest sense of movement.
This is amazing. I was giving up in despair because they didn't seem to understand at all. And here they are, flying the streak without needing control.
We're going forward. Look, we've stopped climbing. We're going forward.
Can you do things like that without motors? It just ain't natural.
Their mental power must be tremendous. When you think of the weight of the streak...
I think we're losing height. We're gradually gliding down.
Power's failed. They're gonna drop us down and wreck us.
Yeah, they still seem the same. They must be landing.
We've stopped going forward, Rocky. We're sinking down.
They are landing it.
Well, the acceleration jet's now nothing.
Everything's supported and controlled by thought.
I think of that other time. Let's start concentrating. Come on, concentrate. Gently, gently down. Gently. Concentrate!
We're down, Rocky.
No thud. Hardly a vibration.
Ah, it was my thinking, did it, I bet. Boy, I've never thought so hard in my life. What an experience.
Well, one thing's clear. These tripeds have no understanding of mechanical things. It's all mental with them. Oh, perhaps now they'll give us the course to leave.
Yeah, ask them, Rocky. You ask them right now. You go ahead and ask them.
Hey, they're not moving.
I think they're exhausted, Rocky. No wonder after what they've just done. We'll simply have to wait until they recover.
While the streak remains a prisoner on the planetoid, the ship she is seeking is far out in space. But on board, all hopes of reaching Earth have been shattered, as Ilma, Paul, and Ivan stand gazing at the telescreen.
Not Earth? Then what planet can it be?
Probably one that's not known.
Why didn't you call me earlier?
We thought it best to let you sleep. All we could do at the time was make wild guesses. Well, it's clear enough on the screen now. Yellow-green seas, and the land's all gray and green and brown.
We're further away from Earth than ever, aren't we?
I can find no mention of a planet like this on the astronomical charts. We must have traveled far beyond Saturn. Cloud. Look, Gilmer. Ivan, look. Clouds just like we have on Earth.
Far beyond Saturn? Then it's hopeless, isn't it?
Oh, these clouds are a good sign, Ilmer. The atmosphere will be normal.
Normal? How can you call anything normal when we don't even know where we are?
Or at least we'll be able to breathe there.
We can breathe here in the ship. Never to see Earth again. Just to know it's somewhere, millions of miles in space, somewhere.
Ilmer, please.
People, laughing and talking, houses and beaches and music, and it's all lost.
Ilmer.
It's all lost, Ivan. Lost like we are. Lost.
Shut up, you hear? Shut up,
Ivan.
Oh. I'm sorry, Ilmer, but I had to shake you like that. But you must stop. You must control yourself, Ilmer.
Why can't you leave her alone, Ivan?
We must make the best of what's happened. If we give up hope, we really will be lost.
Well, that's no reason for you to bawl her out like that.
He's right, Paul. Sorry, Ivan. It just seemed to sweep over me.
I am sorry, too, Ilmer.
I won't let go again. I promise. If we can't keep calm, we won't have a hope, will we?
And there is always a chance that we will find our way back to Saturn.
The best thing we can do is resign ourselves to the fact that we're lost. Make the best we can of it.
At least we've found a planet with air on it.
Oh, so it seems.
Then do we land?
Well, wouldn't it be better to spy out what the place is like first?
Yes, I think so. We will go into an orbit around the planet and inspect it carefully. Agreed?
Agreed.
Then stand by. I will reduce speed. Yeah, that should do it nicely. In a couple of hours or so, we should know whether it will be safe to land.
Tripeds are coming around.
Yes, they're stirring.
Let's chase them out of the streak so we can get back to normal atmosphere in here again, huh? I'm tired of wearing a spacesuit all the time.
Oh, we'll see, Mitch.
They seem excited, Rocky.
Yeah, the way they're turning to us, I think they're trying to say something.
Oh, I wish someone would teach them to talk. All this telepathy business gives me a headache.
Ship. Your ship.
I just got a bit of that telepathic voice.
Yeah, so did I, Di. Concentrate.
Your ship, we have flown.
Not as we fly, your way, not ours.
But we have flown. You showed us your secrets, and we have flown.
Oh, they just don't understand, Rocky.
We use other power. Atomic power, not mind. You use mind.
This is a mystery. We do not understand.
I might as well try to teach a fish to grow feathers.
Give us understand of these things. We wish understanding.
But how?
It seems impossible when they just don't comprehend.
Just tell them they're too dumb, Rocky. We got places to go, that's all.
Yeah, we still depend on them for that course, Mitch.
You must give us knowledge if you would have it from us.
Blackmail.
Well, there's only one way.
Hmm?
A practical demonstration.
Yeah.
I'll take them for a short trip under rocket power.
But, Rocky, the ring's up there.
Don't worry, Di. I'll keep low. Connect up the power, Mitch.
Okay, hope this satisfies him.
Set height 20,000 feet. That should be safe.
Yes, Rocky.
We won't need high velocity as we're not making for space. It should be easy acceleration.
Power connected, Rocky.
Right. Stand by for low velocity takeoff. Firing rockets.
Rocky, the tripods, they're terrified.
It's all right. All right. Safe. You understand? Safe. Oh, they'll get used to it, Di. Keep an eye on that height gauge.
Yes, accelerating. 10,000. They're settling down, Rocky.
Yeah. They seem to be getting excited.
15,000.
All right, I'll start leveling off.
It is a thing of wonder. It is wonder. Wonder.
They are getting excited. You understand our way? You understand?
You give no thought to the craft, yet it carries you. It is a great marvel. a skillful marvel.
Yeah, looks like we really shown them something, Rocky, huh? We stunned them with science.
It's fantastic. They must only have developed the use of their thought power. They have no understanding of mechanical things at all.
Yeah, they're getting it now, though. Look at them.
Hey, they're certainly impressed. Standing there, swaying and caressing the control panel with those feelers of theirs.
Rocky, not only the panel, but the controls, too. You'd better stop them.
Oh, yes, if I don't...
Hey, Rocky! That one's got his flipper under the flector rocket, but look out! Stop him before it!
Rocky, he's fired it!
Here, grab something quickly! Look out! We're going down sideways!
The control deck slopes perilously. Desperately, Rocky clutches at a seat as Earthmen and tripeds all slither to the low side in a tangled heap. Every second, the plunging streak draws closer to the ground below. Will Rocky be able to right her in time? There is thrilling action ahead, so don't miss the next exciting chapter of this Rocky Star adventure, Lost in Space.